It's time.
Live from Oxnard, California, here's Mick.
Mickey?
For the emergency break of the week.
I'm out of here.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
It's kind of warm, and it's the corner of the restaurant. I was thinking, Bob.
By a wheels-off comment.
We're playing the hot corner today.
Is it time for a ticker?
Or technical meltdown.
How is it not on the array?
Your damn interns keep moving crap.
Oh. Is this the Dunn Vegan Hotel?
Dallas 911. Do you need fire, police, or ambulance?
Whoa. Oh, Dallas 911. I'm sorry. I definitely dialed the wrong number.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, no. Let's do the tee box. Let's talk golf.
No.
Make a golf point, Rick.
I don't need to make a golf point. I just wasn't finished yet. That's all.
Well, how long do you need? You want to roll
stinks
for
in here. What are you doing here, Bob? No, go ahead, guys. It's fine. Go ahead. Start driving.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
So tense.
Those days, those wars between Rick and the boys of bad radio. Yes, it is 7:54 on the ticket, and it's time for the emergency break of the week here from Super Bowl 52. By the way, coming up here at 8:15, we're going to send the great Gordo out with the wireless microphone.
I know. I'm going to win.
So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's give you the candidates. You can vote on them at 888-787-1310. This was a really unfortunate moment here at our coverage of Super Bowl 52. During the hard line, Corby was out with the wireless microphone.
Oh, dear.
Make sure this doesn't happen to you today, Gordo.
Okay.
Just don't push someone with too many questions. Maybe Corby went too far asking questions of this woman he was talking to. And of course, you guys always seem to ask if they have kids, and unfortunately, he probably shouldn't have asked that of this nice woman.
Hey, you're holding up great.
Well, thank you.
Holding up.
That's how I always tell people to remember my age. I'm as old as the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's awesome. That's cool. How about you? You got kids and stuff?
Yeah, I've got three kids, too, but actually one just passed away this October.
Oh,
so that's
my.
Something I'm dealing with.
I'm sorry about
Snake.
That.
Ask her if you can help.
22 and 24.
Can I help? Can I help?
Okay. All right, cool. Can I help in any way?
A hug? Bring back my Joey.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Man. Dang.
We all feel bad about that.
I feel bad for Corby because that is not an unfair or uncommon question. Do you have kids?
Right. No. And when he then tried to make it better at the end, I'm saying, is there anything I can do? Then she zings him again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's an unfair request on her part, bring back my Joey.
Yeah, why would you think that Corby has that power or authority to do that?
Just because he's got a wireless microphone?
I guess so. People really respect wireless microphones.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
That's a bear trap / e-brake.
Oh, let's pretend that one didn't happen. Well, candidate number two, this guy is back again. He's been a big player many times on the ticket. From that Saturday morning tee box, it's Craig Rosengarten trying to talk about how to pronounce something. He then tried to say the word pronunciation.
You know, I don't know how hard a ticker is. I'd like to give it a shot and say, you know, I've done it, and it's hard.
I'd like to see him do a three-minute ticker. Way back.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
What? What? Where I pronounce everything perfectly.
You didn't even pronounce that right.
I was going to say, I think you mispronounced pronunciation.
No, you did.
What'd I say?
I can't even.
You said pronunciation. It's pronunciation,
right? It was close.
No, it was
pronunciation.
Weird.
It was close.
Pronunciation. That's what you said?
Yeah, and I wanted to do tickers.
Yeah.
Pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
You know who's become a really good e-brake flamethrower is Eli Jordan.
Yeah.
He's really good about calling it like he sees it when he watches an e-brake unfold.
George, there's your buddy, Terry Bradshaw.
I know. He was like 2 feet. Was he impressed with our setup here or something?
Yeah.
I just think you guys. All right, one more time with Mr. Rosengarten.
You know, I don't know how hard a ticker is. I'd like to give it a shot and say, you know, I've done it, and it's hard.
I'd like to see him do a three-minute ticker. Way back.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
What?
What? where I pronounce everything perfectly.
You didn't even pronounce that
right. I was
going
to say, I think you mispronounced pronunciation.
No, you
What'd
did.
What did I say?
I can't even.
He said pronunciation.
It's pronunciation,
it was,
right?
It was close.
No, it was
pronunciation.
Weird.
It was close.
Pronunciation. That's what you said.
Yeah, and I want to do tickers.
Yeah.
Would you want to hear a Craig Rosengarten ticker?
No.
Okay.
No. Not
Gordon, what about you?
The way he worded it just seemed weird to me. I would like to do a ticker pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
What was that sentence going to be, even if he had nailed the pronunciation of pronunciation?
Yeah.
I would like to do a ticket pronunciation.
Yeah, play that one more time.
You know, I don't know how hard a ticker is. I'd like to give it a shot and say, you know, I've done it, and it's hard.
I'd like to see him do a three-minute ticker. Way back.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
What?
What? Where I pronounce everything perfectly.
You didn't even pronounce
I'd like
that.
To do one pronunciation.
What was that going
to
be?
I would like to do one pronunciation. I have no idea what the rest of that sentence would have been.
Did you say pronunciation free?
What would that make? That wouldn't make any sense.
Well,
how can you say anything pronunciation free?
I don't know. I'm trying
that
to make
That would be
sense
a
of it.
Silent ticker.
Pronunciation.
Like free of pronunciation troubles, I think.
Okay,
is.
Well, you would say, I would like to do a ticker mispronunciation free.
Okay. Hey, look, don't kill the messenger. I'm just trying to guess what he said. I swore.
No, not what he said, what he was trying to say.
I would like to do a tick. I would like to do one pronunciation.
Pronunciation.
I would like to do one pronunciation.
I thought he said something right after that, too. Well, either way, it's ridiculous, and he is candidate number two. Candidate number three, right here from Super Bowl 52, Killer Kellison. Talking with the Hardline, they were going over the media party, and Killer wanted to know if the Hardline had noticed something that he saw, a robot bartender.
Deviled eggs were great.
Oh, God, Mike. The deviled eggs were tremendous. Oh, and I had about...
There is no such thing.
I had about five of those. I went back for more.
You should have gone Cool Hand Luke on them eggs, bro.
I've done that before, Dan.
I know.
I was in no mood to do it
again.
I
was here.
So, anyway...
Did you visit the Robart... The Robart...
What?
The robot...
Robart? Did we bring back Minnesota Killer?
The robot bartender?
No.
Robart? My word.
Killer, you have anything to say for yourself?
The Robart was cool.
There's a funny Killer moment in there, but I'm not sure if it was a drop that was played.
Talking about the meatballs?
No.
Where he goes,
it's where he goes,
that's a drop, no, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
There was me rebooting in there, too, trying to get it out a second time.
Robart.
God, that was funny.
Robart. Robart.
The first one is funny, the reboot is funny, and Corby's laugh is funny.
All right, one more time.
Deviled eggs were great.
Oh, God, Mike. The deviled eggs were tremendous. Oh, and I had about...
There is no such thing.
I had about five of those. I went back for more.
You should have gone Cool Hand Luke on them eggs, bro.
I've done that before, Dan.
I know.
I was in no mood to do it again.
I was here.
So, anyway...
Did you visit the Robart... The Robart...
What?
The robot...
Robart? Did we bring back Minnesota Killer?
The robot bartender?
No.
Robart?
I almost said it a third time right there, too.
My word.
The Robart.
Robart.
I don't care anymore.
Yeah, we need to loop that. That needs to be the new...
Robart.
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 I love it.
All right, so those are your three candidates. Is it Bear Trap Corby, Pronunciation Rosengarten, or Robart Killer? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, have y'all seen the documentary on the Rockefeller explosion?
No.
You should look it up.
Okay.
Leave us alone.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins e-breakage?
Hello, this is Jason Kidd, formerly of the Dallas Mavericks, and also formerly head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. I'd like to vote for Corby, most definitely.
Hey, Jason Kidd there. Thanks. Like hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, the Mexican P wants to know. I'd like to vote for Robar and Jeff Lutz to put on Tony.
I didn't hear the end of it, but we got the killer vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
This call is being recorded. This is an attempt to collect a debt. May I speak with Mary Achi?
She's not here.
They're gone.
Is that it? Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Help, help, we need a voter. No fear, E-Break Man is here to save America and use my powers to vote for Kilmer.
You don't really need powers to vote for the E-Break.
It's a strong vote there. That was pretty impressive. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Shout out to the great Tim and bring back my Joey.
Oh, come on. It's not going to become a crutch phrase for anybody. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, quick poll question, and I'd like to vote for Killer. But F1 Kill 1 Mary 1, Jake Kemp, Mike Bassick, and John Jacques Taylor. I'll hang up and listen.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
The broadcaster formerly known as Giorgio. Hey, buddy, I just want to let you know I got this basket of butt plugs for your big sex party tonight.
Okay. Stop it.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Morning, guys, and thanks for having me on. And happy National Club Day. Got a lot of members coming in here, downtown Sanger. Got to make a few changes. I'll get to my vote. After I get to the changes, baseball club's going to be outside today.
What?
I have no
What's
idea.
What's going on? Good luck in downtown Sanger today. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
President Fox Bornborn.
Oh. Hello. You're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Is Killer a board op?
No.
Okay. I'll vote for Johnny E-Break from the golf ticket.
Rosengarten, okay. Thanks for the call. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning. This is Jordan from Brookhaven. Give me the T-Box.
Do you think that was really him?
Didn't sound like him.
Kinda. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'd like to vote for Daniel Riedel's uterus.
Hello, you're on ticket radio.
Give me Rosen.
Okay, we got a close vote going here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal slice, more and more.
No!
He got
no!
it again.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Good morning, users. This is McGregor. How are you this morning?
Okay.
Can you see the cobblestone road over there? Can you see the cobblestone road?
Could you vote?
Yeah, but no, the cobblestone road took me 3 years of back-breaking sweat. So they stone just right so the ladies don't spill the drink when they're riding in the carriage. But do they call me McGregor the street builder?
Okay.
No, they don't.
That's enough.
Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Hey, Muses, it's your old pal, Generic Youth Minister. I'd like to vote for Corby.
Wow, that's a weird voice there. That was a really weird voice. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
I would like to vote for Clegg Rosengarten.
Thank you. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, just want to let you know I've been praying for you and the weather that's up there, and hope y'all are staying warm. I'm going to go ahead and vote for the teabag.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. I think a surprise
Man,
winner this
that
week.
Is an upset.
Craig Rosengarten outduels Corby and Killer to win.
Three strong candidates.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the fans here like the fact that Rosengarten
yeah, they
won.
They do.
You know,
right, let's hear it.
You know, I don't know how hard a ticker is. I'd like to give it a shot and say, you know, I've done it, and it's hard.
I'd like to see him do a 3-minute ticker. Way back.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
What?
what? Where I pronounce everything perfectly.
You didn't even pronounce that right.
I was
going
to say, I think you mispronounced pronunciation.
No, you didn't.
What'd I say?
I can't even...
He said pronunciation. It's pronunciation,
right? It was close.
No, it was
pronunciation. It was close.
Pronunciation. That's what you said.
Yeah, and I want to do tickers.
Yeah.
I think I heard what he said. I want to do one pronunciation perfect. Does that help you at all?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pronunciation. I thought he said another word. It was perfect.
So pronunciation.
Yeah. Robart.
Still a little awkwardly worded.
Pronunciation Robart.
Pronunciation.
Robart.
Oh, that's great. How many is that for Rosengarten?
18th win. It only feels like more.
That's the truth.